Greetings to you all. My name is Zane, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. Today, I'm going to ask and answer a question. Why should you care about Beowulf? Now, there are a lot of different answers to that question. I would argue that Beowulf is an important piece of literature for many reasons, but I'd like to focus on one: perspective. But before we get into that, we need to talk a bit about the story and its origins. Beowulf, which hopefully you've already had a chance to read, is an epic poem from the Anglo-Saxon period. It tells the story of a great warrior, Beowulf, who travels from his home in search of glory. Eventually he returns home and has to face a dragon, but I won't spoil the ending. The poem existed for some time, hundreds of years, probably, in spoken form, before being written down by the Beowulf author. What I found so interesting about Beowulf is that it was written down by an author who didn't have the same beliefs as many of the characters. This makes Beowulf a great example for talking about perspective. There are three competing perspectives when you read Beowulf: the Scandinavian storytellers that created and passed down the tale, the Christian Anglo-Saxon poet who wrote it down, and then finally there's you, the reader, looking back on the story with a modern perspective. All three of you probably have different views on something central to the story: heroes. In order to explain Beowulf's relevance, I'm going to ask a question that doesn't have a very simple answer. What is it that makes someone a hero? What do you think about when you hear the word hero? Someone rushing into a burning building to save a child? Superheroes who fight villains and save the world? Or doctors that spend 36-hour shifts at the hospital to save lives? Maybe you think of mythological characters just like Beowulf. Hercules, Perseus, or King Arthur, to name just a few. Regardless of your choice, I think we can all agree that heroes are a very important part of our culture. I think heroes are the role models, someone that normal people aspire to be like, or look up to. They can tell us something about the ideals of a period of history, like the old Danish kings or the early Christian monks. We know from reading the poem that the character Beowulf is seen as eager for fame. He's ambitious and prideful. He seeks out glory for his own sake, so he will be renowned and remembered. These are traits that are not usually associated with Christian heroes around the time the poem was written. After all, pride is a sin, and Christians should be humble, not vainglorious. But one of the themes central to the story is Beowulf's faith. The Beowulf author, who was probably a Christian monk, portrayed Beowulf as a faithful hero who attributed his success to God, the Creator. But the other characters in the story are pagans. Beowulf was probably a pagan too. When the pagans pray to their own gods, the author paints it as a futile act, calling them damned souls. Why is there such a difference? Why is Beowulf portrayed as a Christian? I think that the answer probably lies in the author's views. The author, and the audience he was writing Beowulf for, would not have accepted a pagan hero. So the idea of Beowulf had to change. So why should you care? That's the important question. What does Beowulf have to do with you? Well, it's just my opinion, but I think Beowulf can show us a lot about our own culture and how it changes. You may still be asking yourself, so what? 1,000 years ago, people had different ideas about heroes. That's not that big of a surprise. 1,000 years is a long time. But remember that a pretty important shift in views happened after only a few hundred years. Beowulf was baptized, so to speak, and the traits that made him heroic suddenly seemed a little less so. What does that say about today's heroes? Are we going to hold the same people in such high regard 100 years from now? Will our values still be the same 500 years from now? What about tomorrow? I guess the point I'm trying to make is that heroes change. Not just the people, but the idea of heroes. They shift with our values as a culture. It may not be easy to spot, since the shift is so gradual. You might not notice it in your lifetime. But looking back on classic stories can give you a perspective that you wouldn't otherwise have. That's all the time I have today, but I hope that this podcast helped you to think about Beowulf in a new light. Not just as an example of a great story, but as an example of the conflict between changing cultures. I hope you all stay safe and have a good semester.